and I, we were walking to a high school football game, and walking down, getting close to a place called Mason Shopping Center, and I seen a bully down there by the name of Randy. He's standing beside the phone booth. Must be one of your friends. I said, you know, this guy there, I said, he's always pulling me around. Every time he sees me, he always takes my drink away from me. And I said, I got to fix this guy. I got to take care of this. So I had a coat, you know.
It's a common joke.
I took my goes with that coat down. I told John Ball, I said, hey, let's go to the bank. I said, I got an idea.
Hey, I mean, I don't.
So we walked over to the bank there, and he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to pee in this can. He said, you what? I said, I'm going to pee in this can. I need some help, too. I don't think I can put that much in there. When we started peeing in this can, we got this can about halfway full. We took, wiped the top of that can off, and I took my thumb, and I put on top of that hole, and I raised up my mouth. I thought, all right, that's enough practice. I think I got it down. So we went back up top of that bank, started walking down toward the school, and Randy seen that can in my hand. He said, hey, Bishop. He said, what you got there? And I said, Randy, I said, I got a coat here, buddy. I said, but, you know, don't take it away from me this time. He said, Bishop, he said, hand it over, or you know what's going to come next. So he grabbed that can from him, and he pointed his hand at me, and he started laughing real loud. Doggone, Randy, I said, don't drink it all. He turned that can up and filled all his jaws. I mean, his jaw was just full. I mean, his eyes all bulged. Then all of a sudden, he's... Now, I'll never tell you, that bully never did take my coat away from me anymore after that.